Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. Oh, I forgot to go, Dracarys, bitches, because I like watching you cringe when I say it.
Oh, my butthole's clenching.
I know.
And I don't need any help in that department.
If you have not already listened, when is this podcast episode coming out?
This is coming out, I think, on Christmas or next week. I'm not sure.
You know, we did this all wrong.
Uh-huh.
Because mine's coming out tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So... We did do it all wrong.
No, but that's okay, because if you're listening to this on your podcast, I did an assassination of James Kennedy on my podcast this week. So yeah. It follows suit. So you can still listen to that and then listen in a couple weeks
to part one of what you're listening to right now.
It's very the Clockwork Orange type of thing. Pulp Fiction-y. Doesn't it go in out of order series of events?
I feel like it was like an ACT like question that you like, or like equation that you had to like figure out. It's like, I'm getting confused. I'm not in Mensa. So like,
me either.
I feel like you would be.
No, I don't think so.
Yes. Your brain. Sorry, everyone. I'm here with Jackie Schimmel.
Hi.
From the Bitch Bible.
Hi.
She gives zero fucks about offending people. She can't figure out how to be PC.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Thank you. Same.
I need to hang out with you a little bit more frequently so that I can learn to be my old self again.
I know.
Because you make me better.
Thank you. And by better, you mean worse.
Worse. Yeah.
But better.
Yeah.
Ultimately better, I think.
I think in the long run.
100%. I totally agree with you.
Happier. Because I noticed that I'm now a silenced woman. I am scared to make a joke about anything. You know, the other day, let's talk about Priyanka and Nick Jonas.
Oh, okay. Love it.
I'm sorry, but I am so bothered. Were we having another royal wedding and I just wasn't aware of it? I've never seen so much shit thrown in my face every day on Daily Mail. There were three new articles, so much promotion for their wedding.
I mean, the veil.
Everything. The fact that she made her family do, like, I don't know, Tony
like a variety
Award winning
show.
Yes, performances. I tweeted that.
Oh, and everyone's like, it's an Indian tradition.
She's like, there you go, Stassi. Still hasn't learned her lessons.
You're so myopic. You don't know anything about other cultures.
You know what? It's an Indian tradition for your families to like dance and sing and whatever.
Totally.
It's not at that level. No one's renting out stadiums.
No.
Okay.
No. And the veil alone. I mean, come on.
Sit your ass down,
Priyanka. Pre. It was a lot. It was too much, some might say.
Do you like them together?
Not particularly.
I don't
see it.
I don't see it either. And, you know, I watched because I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
So I went and saw that Vogue video that they did together that was all over Instagram.
I felt hollow.
You watched it?
I watched part of it.
I have never seen two people with less chemistry like ever.
Agreed.
And I was like, this was supposed to just change my mind about them. This confirmed everything I thought.
So what do you think the draw is?
I feel like
he's young and hot.
I think he's young and hot. And I think he probably is so just like enamored with her because she's an older woman. Not older, like she's not old.
Everyone's going to be like, now you're age shaming her. She's not.
She's stunning and
whatever. Statistically, she's 10 years older than him.
And
so
he's,
you're allowed to fucking say that.
Yeah. And so like younger guys are like, oh, like an older, what? Do you know what I mean? And so I think she likes this attention of that he's giving her that. You know what I mean? It seems like he doesn't argue with her. She calls the shots.
Yeah, yeah.
What she says goes. Everything she does, he loves. Do you know what I mean?
And everybody's like that at the fucking beginning.
Oh, totally. You know, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas have been engaged longer than Pri and Nick Jonas have known each other.
Real? You've really done your fucking homework
today.
Yeah,
because I've been like, what is going on? Like, why is this wedding everywhere? And why is there love everywhere? And they're like Vogue writing about like the greatest love story of our time. I'm like, he slid into her fucking DMs.
Yeah, that's some real Nicholas Sparks shit.
Said that, oh, people said we should meet. Oh, and then she said, wow. You have to contact my PR or something like that.
Oh, that's cute.
Romance AF.
Yeah, romance is alive and well at the Jonas like household. I don't like it either.
I don't like
feel
it shoved down my throat. I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's called doth protest too much. The couples that are like fucking booming you with the collages every day.
Yeah.
And like, every morning next to you is a gift. Like, shut the fuck up. You hate him. You're going to get a divorce. Shelf life. And if you've had a montage at your fucking wedding, let me tell you something. You know those couples that post the fucking, like, I swear to God, I don't know the statistics on this, but I'm going to do like a Harvard University study. Mm-hmm. The fucking couples that get married that have the fucking screen, the projector screen with their Jason Mraz montage of all their photos together on their world travels, not world travels, like, you know, at the winery and at Disneyland with their ears on. They're getting a divorce.
I totally agree with you. I haven't seen one of those, or I haven't been to one of those weddings.
I have. Oh my God. And then at the rehearsal dinner, there's all the framed photos of them everywhere. And I'm like, you know, we get it. You're getting fucking married. That's why I'm here. Do I really need to be reminded? Like, we get it. You guys are together and you're going to be married and you're going to live a long time. The divorce statistics are 60%. I'm sorry.
60%?
I don't know. I might have made that up, but it's over 50. I'm getting like really hot and bothered. Is that those saltines just gave me like a real pick me up.
Yeah. I thought it was your lack of food. I thought it was the lack of chicken.
No, but I'm on a high right now. In about 20 minutes, I'm going to dip.
You're going to definitely crash, yeah.
I'm going to crash.
Totally. Okay, well, have you been to weddings where... Okay, no. How do you feel your wedding went?
Great.
You really... Everyone thinks their wedding went great.
No. I don't think so. I had the best time at my wedding. Everyone was so fucked up. Like, beyond fucked up.
And how
it was
many people?
150.
Oh, that's a good number.
Yeah.
That's a really good number.
I was pretty savage with the list.
It's not, yeah.
And then when you couldn't come, that brought it down.
It really is annoying as fuck, and I blame Bravo for that.
Me too.
First week of shooting.
I know. It was bad timing. We talked about this in
part one of our Christmas special.
But it's really part.
Who are we? We've just become lazy podcasters because it's hard. It's like after
hard.
Four. You've done it. I've done it. I'm on my fourth year now.
What me too.
Okay. After 4 years of talking and like living life and doing different, like experiencing different parts of life, like, and talking about everything, you get to the point where you're like, I don't have anything to say anymore.
Wait, sometimes shit's stale.
Sometimes there's nothing to report back.
And like, if we were shady motherfuckers, we could just start making shit up like a lot of other people do on podcasts. Ooh, you like that?
Oh.
You like it? A little shtick, shtick, shtick.
Oh.
But because we don't do that, sometimes it gets difficult.
Yeah.
I could make up a fucking pre-rehearsed little bit. Well, I couldn't, actually. But if I had that talent, maybe I wouldn't be so low on material.
Listen, you're a champion because you do your podcast by yourself. Those are the hardest ones.
I find it to be not that difficult.
Staring at a wall? I stare at a wall when I do them by myself. And I'm like, how did I get here? Where did I go wrong to where I'm literally just staring at a wall? Talking about how I have nothing to talk about.
I know, but don't you feel kind of good afterwards?
Afterwards, podcasting is like working out, meaning like when you don't have something to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Afterwards, then you're so satisfied.
Yeah.
But like, it's so daunting when you feel boring.
100%.
And it's so much fun. I love it.
Oh, it's the
I know
best.
You love it. Like, podcasting is so fun, but when you feel like you don't have anything to say, mm-hmm. it's just the most insecure feeling in the whole world.
That's why I did an entire episode about talking shit about James Kennedy.
Tell me more about James Kennedy.
Well, I will. Like, here's the thing. I feel like stupid even discussing him because you know that's just this is just giving him like the biggest life boner ever because like, mm-hmm. you know, keep talking shit, you're making me famous, but like you're not. Like, no, but everyone's laughing at you. So, you know, it was a rough week for me this week. I had nothing to talk about. So I dedicated an entire episode to just really, really ripping him apart, like in every aspect.
I can't wait to listen to it.
I listened to it and I have never listened to an episode where I'm like, that was too much. It was probably a little bit too much, but in the same realm, like fully warranted.
Did you know, I've seen some people though, like I've been really disappointed in people who are like, everyone on Vanderpump Rules is blowing this James Kennedy thing way out of proportion. I'm like, oh, no. It was worse in real life.
Right.
It was worse.
Yes, and he everyone's said got the most, shit in the vault that they're not exposing on reality television.
Yes, there's so much worse shit. And even what he said to Katie, bad enough to where, like, there's no blowing that out of proportion where this has been, like, multiple times where he's literally summer called bodies. Her fat and said, are you pregnant? And, like, it's a standard thing that happens off camera, too. So we're all, I know that, like, it kind of looks like we're all just choosing for, like, to go against him or, choosing that. It's like, no. He's a fucking dick. He is a piece of shit.
Through and through. Such an asshole. I mean, he's great for TV as a viewer.
He is wonderful for TV. I get that too.
Great for television but not in the sense that people think he's like, this is where you know that he's misconstruing all of the attention. He probably thinks he's funny. People are watching him and like guffawing at his behavior because they're so mortified by he's like the gerbil, wormy rat fucker of delusion. He is the most delusional person on television.
Stop right there.
Yep.
Germy, wormy. I don't know.
Gerbil dick fuck.
Gerbil dick fuck.
Maureen from Center Stage.
Which is my, oh my God.
I'm that the best goddamn dancer in the American Ballet Academy.
Who are you?
Nobody.
No, but her voice. I wish I could do her voice. It's like this weird, like low, but it's like it's raspy, but not at the same time. Because it's still like, she's still like singing as she talks.
It's
almost
a yell whisper. She's yelling, but she's whispering.
Who the fuck are you?
Nobody.
She was a cunt.
Such, but I loved her though. Loved
you
her.
Did. I didn't. You know, I love a good bitch. I love a good villain.
She gave up her fucking Swan Lake solo at the end for fucking Zoe Saldana.
It doesn't matter. It was too late in the movie. I had already formed my opinion.
She was battling demons. I don't think she hurt anybody.
No. You know what she is? She's me season one, where it's like everyone knew I was right and not actually a mean in the long, like at the end, but it was too late. Everyone already formed their opinion of me that I was a fucking asshole.
I love season one, Stassi. I say it every single, all the time. Love her.
Whenever I'm mean, Bo says, enough season one.
I know. That's so fucking funny.
And it's true. That's accurate.
But it was so great.
It was. I miss that. I miss being allowed to get away with being like an asshole.
I didn't think you were being malicious.
No.
What did you do that was that bad? You were the victim.
I was. That's no one understands. Just like Maureen was the victim.
She was suffering with her eating disorder.
Her mom.
It was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. She like had to throw up with just a bite of pizza.
Stress.
Yeah. Fuck that.
All the while, just trying to make some fucking friends, okay? Yeah. And it's also with Jody Sawyer.
Who I just unfollowed on Instagram.
Wait, I didn't even, like, what's her name?
She has the most boring Instagram, but I followed her since day one when I got Instagram. And I realized, why am I still following her? She literally doesn't, she posts, like, she's on, like, a police show. And, like, it's always, like, stills, I feel like.
What about Cooper Nielsen? You follow him?
No, I don't follow Cooper.
Damn it.
Cooper Nielsen.
You need to follow Beverly Mitchell.
Why?
I
never watched Seventh Heaven.
Oh, fuck Seventh Heaven. Neither did I. It's the creepiest show of all time. No, you have to just follow Beverly Mitchell. You will die.
Why?
She is hawking products like nobody's business. And she is hashtag mom life. She smiles like this. I mean, she's just perfect. I'm obsessed with her. I'll show you later. You'll get it.
Is she up there with Busy Phillips?
Oh. That's a whole other thing.
Listen, Taylor and I, when Taylor was staying with me and we saw you and went home, and that weekend we binged 15 episodes. I had an IV person come over here. I was so hungover.
You were losing fluids.
Couldn't tear myself away from it.
For so many reasons.
The guy who was doing my IV just sat right here where I'm sitting right now, staring at us as we just ripped it apart. He was so entertained. I'm like, dude, I wish I could paint a better picture of that day because it was magical.
You sent me videos.
Yes, yeah, I did.
And I.
It, but that show was so bad that it's so great.
It's amazing.
And I think she might actually just be this little genius.
Do you think?
Because we can't stop watching it.
It's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. I have nothing to say.
Are you? Oh, that's right.
No. No.
Okay. Well, I listen. No. I wrap it up in a bow by saying it's so bad that it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
It is a magical.
I think it's a beautiful. Watch me try to be PC right now.
You are. I forgot that, like,
I'm shifting. I forgot. And yeah. You don't have to edit this. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, good.
I think that the overall theme of a celebratory nature has a place on television. And I think it's really great for people, for a certain group of people.
Like who, me and you.
Nope.
We're watching it. We're watching it all the time.
A certain group of people that are just into a certain kind of a television.
Okay, can we don't have to make fun of Busy. Can we make fun of her guests?
No, I'm not going to make fun of it. I think that it's her and Michelle Williams are really good friends. And that's beautiful. And women supporting women.
When did Michelle Williams become Jesus? Or for By you, the way, God? Because you guys don't believe in Jesus, right?
No, we believe in Jews believe in Jesus. they believe that they don't believe in like a savior.
Okay.
Like you don't have to worship him.
Do
they believe he was an amazing man?
Dude, this is a weird podcast. Do I love Jewish it. People believe that he rose from the dead?
I don't know.
Seriously?
I don't know.
Like, what did you grow up thinking?
I just, like, you believe in God, but, like, and Jesus was, like, the son of God, I think, but, like, not the Messiah or not, like, the Savior. And, like, you don't believe that you have to worship him to go to heaven. Jews are very, you know, we're very lax Jews.
You guys are special. I think I want to be a Jew.
Jews, by the way, Judaism, in my opinion, in my experience, unless you're like Orthodox, like just Reformed conservative Jews, it's pretty easy breezy.
Yeah. Like you guys seem like you do Minimal have a good time and like you kind of give really don't care.
No, it's very lax. It's more you know, cultural.
I love matzo ball soup.
I don't love it.
What? It's a big thing of dough.
Yeah. It's mushy. It's like testicle-y. I don't love it. Love a latke. But Jew food isn't great. I like the deli food though.
Delis are the best.
Oh, the best.
Cantor's, Greenblatt's up the street from me. I order from them all the time.
Pastrami sandwich, a Reuben.
I've never had that, actually.
I should have ordered us Jew food today.
Yeah.
To expand your horizons.
100%.
Next time.
Well, do you eat Jew food every day?
Us Jews only eat Jew food and wear Jew clothes. I like a sandwich a lot. I love sandwiches.
Okay, everyone loves sandwiches.
Like, I like a Jewy sandwich.
Quiznos, Subway.
Those aren't Jewy.
Any deli. Well, any sandwich.
Like a deli sandwich, yeah, I'm, like, down for that. But, like, no. What am I eating? Like, fucking noodle kugel? You don't even know what that is.
No.
No, you have no idea.
Noodle. It's a great word. Noodle
kugel. A nude kooks?
A nude kooksies.
Nude kooksies. Oh, my God. That works really good. Yeah, no, I don't really, like, love Jew food that much.
I actually think that I would like being Jewish.
Yeah, I think so.
I wish Belle was Jewish.
A nice little Jewish boy.
Because then I could like be into the, because every time I talk to you and I talk to other Jewish people, I'm like, I like y'all.
Yeah, Jews are great.
Like, you're good. You're a good time.
Good time. Easy hang.
Have good vibes.
Sick, dank vibes.
Sick, dank, itty dank.
Sickity, sick, vibesies. Dank, dank, super dank vibe.
Getting glammed is like so important for your self-esteem. Like when you have an event or a party or even just like a work thing that you want to feel confident for, just getting your hair done or your makeup done or your nails just like helps set the tone and the mood for that day or night. But it's so hard to be able to book, you know, hair and makeup people because you have to normally do that in advance. This is why I'm really, really excited about Glam Squad, because they come to you at any time and anywhere. So like, if you need something for tonight, you could go to glamsquad.com and book a nail person or a hair person or a makeup person to come over to your home or wherever you are and get that done for you. Super easy, super convenient, and in just 60 minutes, this all happens and you're ready to go in the comfort of your freaking own home. How amazing is that? The payment is directly through the app and gratuity is already included, so you never have to worry about the details. They literally just show up to your home, do your hair, makeup, or nails, then leave, make friends, whatever. You feel like J-Lo. Win-win, easy, convenient situation. And right now, if you go to glamsquad.com and use my code Stassi, you get $20 off when you book your first beauty service now through New Year's. So go to glamsquad.com, use my code Stassi, and get $20 off when you book your first beauty service. There's so many holiday parties going on. I know that you're going to need something. So just feel like a boss. Cool. Well, so we went off on a tangent. Well, do you like ask for like Christmas presents and shit?
Sure. Yeah, I celebrate both.
And your family's not mad?
No.
Is Andrew Jewish?
Yes. He converted.
Oh.
He converted, yeah.
For you?
No, I didn't even give a fuck. He just like...
Why did he do it?
He loves my family and he like likes the traditions and like he...
See, I like that part of it too, the tradition part. And I think it's fun.
We had like a Jewish-ish wedding. I mean, my rabbi fucked my bridesmaid. You know this.
You did tell me that. Yeah.
So, you know.
Good for her and him.
Deeply religious ceremony. So, yeah, he just like did the thing. He read a book and he got a fucking gold Jewish star in his forehead. And now he's like a little goyim Jew.
Are you guys going to have kids soon?
2 years, at least.
Are you being careful right now?
I am actively not trying to have a child. I have an app that tells me when I'm ovulating and then I abstain.
Which app is that?
MyFlow.
Is that what I have too? I have an app because I'm trying to stay away from being pregnant too.
I don't want to do it.
Psychics keep telling me that a boy is trying to get through.
Your vagina?
Yeah.
Like a baby boy?
Yeah, like a boy soul is trying to get through from like my body.
What would you do if you got pregnant right now?
Embrace it. I'd cry for a good hour.
What if you were like, get rid of it? How could you die if you said
I just said that? And no more sponsors.
We are back to square one.
Yeah. No, I mean...
You just roll with it.
Because I'm old enough now to where like I know better. I'm 30.
For sure.
I'm in a serious relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's not like a...
I mean, I'd have it, but I'd be really like resentful towards the fetus.
I would be upset.
So pissed.
But then I feel like I would let myself mourn for
9 months.
A good... I don't know, maybe like a good... You know, the way that I mourn like a relationship ending. It's like
you get it all out.
Yeah, like I like really live it. I'd probably Instagram story crying, being
like black mascara tears.
Yeah, just be like, you guys, I'm pregnant and I don't
best work, by the way.
I don't want
those videos after you and Patrick broke up.
People tell me this all the time.
It's unbelievable.
I took so much Xanax during those days that like I don't remember them.
Well, I do, and they are phenomenal. And I hope you still have the videos. I definitely do.
That's the only way I know how to, like, get through things. It's like, I just got to throw it out there and, like, really let everyone just see. I'm a true reality star.
You really are. Like, tried and true. You need a fucking award because that is, like, full transparency.
Yeah. There you go.
Lift that fucking veil, girl.
No secrets with me.
None.
No skeletons in the closet.
None. It's so genius. I loved that so much.
Yeah, but I got made fun of a lot, though. I'm surprised you didn't make fun of me to my face.
You were in a really tender like state of mind back then, but I did. I texted you. I was like, A, are you okay? B, that's the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I was like, I texted you and I was like, you need to like compile all those and like submit to Sundance.
Like a woman scorn pre-Cabo. Like,
yeah. It was so good. It was so dramatic.
But it was really dramatic in real life.
I know.
But like, who does that?
Oh, such a dick move.
God, I love that I have that story. I actually, like, want to thank him for that. Because I'm you like, you gave me the best content
ever.
Ever.
You have to regurgitate it at some point.
You know what? I think I do too.
You gotta just drop it. Hot, nasty.
What if like for New Year's, I'm like, this was my 2018.
Yes, and then
it was 2017.
Oh fuck!
These have been the last 2 years of my life. What if I do that?
Sure. Or you just like on a boring Wednesday night, just like resurface
just
it.
Let it live. Make it a highlight. In my Instagram.
The breakup breakdown.
Yeah.
It was so good. Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that. So yeah, if I got pregnant, I'd probably go and do the same thing. I'd cry about it. Mm. Then once I got over it, I would then be thrilled.
Okay, that's sweet. I would be devastated.
I don't know, because I actually think you think that.
I'm so scared of it.
Like what part? Having a child or like the like giving birth and pregnant part?
The pregnancy part. I don't want to throw up.
That Yeah.
I don't want my lifestyle to change. Mm-hmm. And then once you have the
Yeah, but you're not a party animal.
No, not at all. But like,
just travel a lot.
And I don't want to like fucking, I just don't want anything to change because I'm happy and I like my life. Mm-hmm. And I just got my body figured out.
Yeah. Well, at least you're super fit. So this would be actually the ideal time to get pregnant because I feel like you would literally just gain 11 pounds.
No, I'm going to go fully off the rails. Oh, I plan on it.
I am very much prepared to be Jay Simps.
Oh, me too. God bless Jessica Simpson.
I love her.
She's fantastic.
I love her so much.
She is a mess.
She really
Messica
is.
Jessica Simpson.
She is phenomenal. I think Beyond. She has one of the best personalities from what I see.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Really?
I think she gives, I really don't think she gives a shit about anything.
I think she's on horse tranquilizers and just eating her feelings, but like love her from a distance.
No, I read that she was like addicted to Adderall and an alcoholic. And I was like, love you.
Into that.
And then I love that her weight fluctuates because I relate to it.
Listen, if you're not fluctuating, you're not living. I always say that. Yeah. Everyone should be fluctuating.
And you can tell, like, she's like so like overly sexual with her husband on Instagram. And I love that too. I'm like, yes, you are relationship goals.
She's also
goals.
Like a billionaire.
She's a billionaire?
Like somehow she's so off her rocker, but she also like totally has her shit together enough.
Yes. She is basically what I aspired to be.
Just that's, yeah.
Chicer.
Yeah. A little bit more like with a Neutrogena wipe under the eye, you know, because she's always got her makeup all over her face.
Yes.
And she has a slow blink.
I didn't notice that.
It's like,
I have not noticed that.
It's the Raquel. I just call her Raquel.
The Raquel.
Blink.
Yeah.
It's a slow blink.
Jessica Simpson does?
It's a slow, like, when you're, like, just not cerebrally all there. Slow blink.
Okay. All I know is that she loves a good wedge, but
salad?
Not the good kind. No. Wedge shoe. I'm sore.
Wedge salad with a blue cheese crumble. I love a wedge. Oh, she loves a wedge with a legging. With a statement legging and a long tank with a blazer.
Oh, she does.
Stretch pants are all that can fit her right now. Just kidding. No, but she, yeah, that's her look. Like I see her like in a leopard blazer.
She's just so
the leather legging.
She's just so who she is.
Yes.
And I think that's why I really love her. It's like she's not trying to be hip. She wears the most over the top tacky.
I take her over Ashley
shit.
Any second.
Sames.
Any second.
But she just seems fun and likable and like she could just, I just would want to be her friend.
I think we
and wear onesies
happen.
Together.
Yeah. You think? Yeah. I think so. She seems like a good time gal.
Yeah.
I like her.
I've been talking about how I found the best freaking toothbrush ever. And what was so funny is that when Katie and I just went to Istanbul, she was like, oh my God, you have no idea. I have the cutest, most awesome toothbrush. And I brought it with me in my carry-on. And I knew it. Like, I got this, like, instinct. Like, oh, my God. She has the same toothbrush I do. Then, sure enough, she brings out her Burst Sonic toothbrush in rose gold. And we had matching ones that we carried in our carry-ons on the plane. Let me explain, okay? These toothbrushes, electric ones, they have, like, a two-minute button because most of us don't brush our teeth for as long as we are supposed to. That's the thing. So with these buttons on the Burst Sonic toothbrush, you know not to stop brushing your teeth until the toothbrush goes off. But what's even better is that they have charcoal-infused super soft bristles. So legit, like it looks a little weird because it has like they're like dark-colored bristles, but it feels like a massage in your mouth. Like it's fun to brush your teeth because it's so comfortable and it just feels like, I don't know, you're like, there's a spa inside your mouth. That's the only way I know how to describe it. And the travel container is so convenient, so sleek. I'm obsessed with the rose gold one I have, and Beau has the black one. It's fantastic. So if you are giving a shit about your teeth at all and your mouth, but you also want to have something that's easy to travel with and something that is comfortable in your mouth, I really highly suggest what me and Katie have been using, the Burst Sonic Toothbrush. And now when you go to burstoralcare.com, you can get your limited rose gold Burst Sonic Toothbrush and use my by using my promo code Stassi at checkout to get 10% off your order. Okay, so that's burstoralcare.com. 10% off when you use my promo code Stassi. It is the cutest freaking toothbrush ever.
If you could choose one celebrity, no, two top three celebrities that you'd want to be friends with, who would they be?
Ooh, that's so good. I love the girls from Broad City.
Okay, fair. That's such an easy answer.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
That okay,
is,
I'll go.
Because no one can argue with that. I want someone that I would want to make fun of you for.
Who do I think, like, oh, you know who I think would fucking love me? Miley Cyrus. And I think I would love her.
That's a great answer, too. I love Miley Cyrus. Damn it, Jackie.
Miley Cyrus, I think, is a fucking great one. Howard Stern.
Okay. You're literally listing people that I love, so this isn't a fun game anymore.
Howard Stern. I mean, Emma Roberts, who you're best friends with. Emma, she'd be a great one.
Call a girl
you know
up.
Who I really want to be friends with, actually, on in the same realm? Billy Lord.
Okay. Really thought you were just about to say Billy Lee for a second. It was weird vegan PTSD that I had.
By the way, do you remember when we went to that event and Billy Lee was there and you said, don't talk, like, don't make fun of vegan, like you said,
don't make fun of vegetables.
you were giving me like a PR pep talk in the car, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're like, she doesn't eat meat, like, don't offer her any meat, like, she'll get offended. Like, you were like
I was helping you out.
You were doing me
Actually, it was making my life easier.
You were.
Now I've just gotten fed up. Like, with this whole season that's coming out now.
She wasn't my vibe then, and she's not my vibe now.
It's I can't. Ever since she's thirsty.
You know what? Listen, I think this is, I'm going to say it so you're not saying this. I think she is severely misusing her platform.
I've
counterproductive. If she really wanted to come in there and like be a, like a woman who like went through what she went through, mm-hmm. and wanted to like really wave that flag and take a great opportunity to tell her story in a very productive way, and what she's done is divisive.
Yeah, and just wait till you see this season.
I can already tell
because it was all over social media. I don't know if you saw just like
kind of yeah.
Because there were things that she put out there about
not being invited places.
To a girls' night or to like a girls' thing.
It ain't about orientation or gender. It has nothing to do with it. If you're a cunt, you're a cunt.
Exactly. If you're going to act like an asshole, why would any of us invite you anywhere? We're not friends. We don't hang out.
If someone doesn't like you and they only invite you because you're trans,
that's counterproductive.
That's literally like the definition of everything that you're trying to abolish.
Exactly.
So just saying, call me. It's not good. It's not fair.
God, I can't wait till those episodes come out so I can call you and be like, your thoughts.
Yeah, no, because it's just ridiculous. It's divisive.
Yeah, but no, definitely no joking about vegetarian food, vegetables.
One of my best friends is a vegan. I'm like, I don't understand. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, eat some fucking cheese. She's really thin, though, and really fit.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up. If I was a vegetarian or vegan, I would just eat a shit ton of bread and then it wouldn't.
I know. Yeah.
Meat and cheese are my favorite things to eat.
Oh, my God. I like get the shakes.
Jews are allowed to have meat and cheese.
Jews can eat whatever. Joking. Jews only feast on the souls of Gentiles. Do you know that someone, I'm not going to say his name because I wouldn't do that to him, but someone who's very, very famous and very, very British.
Okay.
And in the music industry.
Okay.
Never met a Jew before me and Andrew.
No.
And said,
I am going to go.
No. Close. Yes.
Okay.
Thought that this was a rumor that went on at schools, like in the UK, that Jewish people owned all the McDonald's and turned little Christian kids into Chicken McNuggets. Literally, that's what
I
thought.
I
And that's how they were so rich. They said that that's how they thought that the Jewish people became rich, is because they owned all the McDonald's and they made chicken nuggets
out of Christian kids. And he said this to you with a straight face.
Totally. I mean, he was kidding, but
it was something that he thought for a little bit.
That was like a rumor.
So was he scared of Jewish people?
I mean, they knew it wasn't true, but it was like a rumor, like in grade school.
Oh, kind of like when like you're growing up and people say that Asians have a sideways vaginas.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not true. Who came up with that, and how did that go viral?
Like, it's hilarious.
How did it go viral?
I know.
Like, I don't understand. So like this whole like Jewish people
chicken McNugget,
just using like a meat grinder,
and that's how they got money. That's why Jews are rich.
How did that go viral? Like, who?
I don't think it went viral. I think it just
viral enough to where we're talking about this right now.
That's true. This is the most viral it's ever gone, by the way, because it was. I mean, yeah. Just in his school. That's what they told them.
Interesting.
Funny, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And it's true.
HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. Let me explain. Y'all, we're busy all of the time. It takes so much time to go and look up recipes, to plan meals out, especially if you have a family and things like that. I can't do it. So using HelloFresh makes things so easy for me, especially when it comes to like dinner parties. Like if I know I'm having a bunch of people over, like family members specifically, on a certain night, I know that if I go to HelloFresh, I can go and click a meal plan that I like for exactly how many people I'm going to be cooking for and when I want that to be delivered. So what happens is you order what you need online, and then the day that you ordered it to be delivered, you get an insulated box delivered to your door with the freshest ingredients and all pre-measured out, so you are not wasting anything. Plus, everything takes like pretty much 30 minutes to make, so it's so easy. Bo uses this way more than I do because he's way better of a cook and has more patience, but I do it too because it's super simple and I can't mess anything up. They also have different plans to choose from. They have classic, veggie, and family. Super, super easy. So save yourself time and also save yourself money, because you're not going to be going to the grocery store and buying all of these different boxes of ingredients that you're just going to ultimately have to throw away. And right now they're giving my listeners $60 off because they're giving you $20 off your first three boxes when you visit HelloFresh.com/Stassi60 and enter Stassi60 at the end. So go to HelloFresh.com/Stassi60, enter my promo code Stassi60 at the end, and you're gonna get $20 off your first three boxes, which is a total of $60 off. You're welcome.
By the way, what's crazy is that my uncle owns a bunch of McDonald's, and the way that so it's weird, but to clarify,
that was very odd that you just added that right now, even though you're adding it because it's true,
and he's Jewish. And those chicken McNuggets are a hot sell, let me tell you.
I think McDonald's has the worst chicken nuggets.
I shouldn't be saying this because, you know, family business, but I don't really like McDonald's. Oh, the breakfast, though. I'm sorry, the breakfast. Oh, my God. The Egg McMuffin, the hash brown inside of me.
I'm not really about, like, fast food breakfast.
It's nasty.
I don't like it.
But it's so good.
I like just a standard cheeseburger with ranch and then like a Taco Bell situation or something, but yeah. like what is your favorite fast food place?
Oh, In-N-Out.
Oh yeah, that's an easy one.
Or I love El Pollo Loco.
I've never been there.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? I go there once a week.
Really?
Once a fucking week. It's usually on a Tuesday.
What do you buy there?
So I get the 2-piece chicken combo with a breast and a wing. I ask for extra crispy chicken skin, and then I get the black beans, coleslaw, and a side of steamed broccoli, flour tortillas, all the salsas. I make little tacos in my car with the coleslaw and the black beans.
Don't you feel bad about yourself eating in your car?
No, it's my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Oh no, I like to wait and have a proper meal, like even with my fast food, like sit down, put it on a plate and enjoy it.
During the day, I'm either in a restaurant, I like to sit at a table by myself and eat, or I like to eat in my car. I never eat at home.
What do you look at while you're eating in your car? Like, what do you do?
I listen to Howard Stern or Dr. Laura.
Okay.
Or myself.
I can't listen to myself anymore.
I just started.
You did?
Yeah,
oh,
I just started.
No, I used to do it the first 2 years to like try and be better and learn what to do.
Yeah.
And now I'm just so disgusted and repulsed myself that.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, but I just flipped it. I never listened at the beginning. I just started listening like a couple weeks ago.
Honestly, like I don't know how, like it would be the best diet ever if like I just listened to myself in the car. I wouldn't be able to keep food down.
It's horrifying, but then sometimes I'm like, this is really funny.
You love yourself.
I really, you know what? I've been down on myself sometimes about certain things. And then, but like, if I know it's good, I listen. Actually, I don't even know if it's good, but I listen and I'm like, this is good. And I feel better about my
life.
There's
sometimes when there's like a bit where I'm like, that was funny.
Yeah.
It was a funny 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I can listen to that.
Yeah.
But then I start cringing all over again.
You start like hyperanalyzing?
Like just no, I just start getting really down on myself. Like
really?
Why do I have a job? Like why do people listen? Like my thoughts aren't any better than anyone else's.
I feel the same exact way,
so
but
it's like I don't understand why I'm here. I feel like I'm a fraud and I've tricked everyone.
Mm-mm. No, you're not.
Into listening, watching, and soon to be reading.
Did you believe, by the way, how the fuck did we not talk about this?
Well, because I wasn't allowed to talk. Well, you knew I was doing it.
I knew. You told me
meaning
a long time
we privately
ago.
Talked about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I can't believe we haven't talked about it like via podcast because we've been podcasting for like hours at this point.
Well, because it's not salacious. It's not
no,
like
I
fun
know,
to.
No, I know. But like when is it? I'm so happy for you. And let
thanks.
Me just say on your podcast, you fucking deserve this.
That's really nice.
It's true. It's true. I am so in support of funny, talented people who deserve shit because a lot of people get things handed to them and you really work your ass off and you do a lot more than you even need to be doing and you fucking deserve it and everyone better go buy that fucking book.
That's really sweet.
I'm going to drive to their house and curb stomp them.
You were so serious just now.
I'm dead serious because I'm on a new kick because there's a lot of shit going on in the world and a lot of people who don't deserve platforms get platforms that don't have like the humor and the talent. And I'm just saying, and you have been incredibly supportive of people. You gave people fucking podcasts by the by. Okay.
I'm going to stay silent.
So I'm going to say it for you. You have given other people many a platform. Okay. So I'm going to give that to you. You deserve it. She's a supportive woman.
That's sweet.
And she has a book.
That's sweet. That's sweet. That's sweet.
It's true. You know, it's not that sweet. It's real. I'm being honest.
I wasn't allowed to talk because I got like messages from people, like tweets or whatever, yeah. Just being like, I feel like Stassi's podcast isn't authentic anymore because she never mentioned
off.
It. And I was like, I wasn't allowed to mention it.
Fuck off.
Like,
yeah,
I can't
do that.
I can't announce, like, there's a formal announcement that like goes into my contract.
There's publishers. There's other people.
Yeah. So like, I can't just be like, by the way, I'm writing a book. I can't do that.
No.
Like, I wasn't allowed to. So I would try and allude to the fact that I felt overwhelmed and stressed and busy. And like, that's why I suck so bad at my other jobs, because it's just like, I can't, you know what? Exerting too much energy, it just mm-hmm. takes everything out of me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to just like go and be alone, watch fucking TV. Like last
unplug.
Night, I finally was like, I have a night to myself. Beau was like, never mind. I am going to go to this Christmas party. And I was like, yes, that means that I just have the night to watch the last episode of Versailles. Really sad. And then he was texting me being like, hey, can you look online and finally get a parking pass for yourself instead of using mine, sending me links. And I'm like, you know what? No,
no,
we'll talk about this later.
It's my night off.
I have a night off. I'm going to sit, decompress,
yes.
Take an edible and watch the Versailles finale episode and cry. Now, just let me fucking be.
Live. Yes. Let me live.
Which is why we're going to be really, we'll continue to be good travel partners. Because
oh,
I feel 100%. Like we'll just have the same fucking routine.
Yes, yes.
I feel like you are just as introverted as I am.
100%. I could spend months by myself and be totally fine. I really enjoy my own company.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
I love being alone. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. It's like a dream.
Does Andrew love being alone?
He likes being with me, which kind of ruins my alone time. But he's down for a group activity. He loves a group activity.
I feel like he does too. Like even though he's like more on the quiet side.
Yeah.
He's not quiet, but like more if you had to say.
I mean, he's definitely quieter he's on than
the,
I am.
Yes. But I think that he is more social than you are.
He's like by far more social than I am. People would think that it would be me because I'm like more to deal yes. with, but that is so incorrect. He could talk to anybody. I mean, he could meet someone for 5 minutes and he like knows their entire life story and they've exchanged numbers and they're going to go get like, he taps in a lot.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, what do you have to make friends with every fucking person that sits next to us at a sushi bar?
It's fucking annoying.
What the
I'm
fuck?
Like, I don't want to talk to people that I'm never going to see again.
And you're so polite.
Mm-hmm.
So you really engage and you listen and you ask because you're so polite, where you would never just be like, you'd never glaze. Yeah.
You glaze.
Oh, I glaze hard. I glaze. I like a sea urchin. I'm like, don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Don't ask me any fucking questions. Stay in your lane. I'm staying over here. Stop.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
You get away with it. I can't get away with that.
I think it's like because you're Southern or something. It's just in your blood that you're just polite.
I feel guilty when I'm not. I feel very, like, very. Maybe it's because I was raised Catholic. You know, we just
Catholic
love guilt.
We what about love Jewish guilt? It's guilt. Awful. It's the same. Jewish guilt and Catholic guilt are like the same thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know there was Jewish guilt.
Oh, my God. My grandma will say to me all the time, she's like, I'm like, Grandma, I'll call you back. She's like, you better call me back. I could die any second. I'm
ooh,
like, okay, cool.
I like that. That's the type of guilt I'm okay with.
You have to meet my grandma.
I know. I don't know why, how I haven't.
You will love her. You will die, and she will love you.
Can't you throw a party at your house?
Yes, I'm going to. I've been saying this for
months. I was never invited to your housewarming party.
I didn't have a housewarming party.
You should then.
I am going to. I need to
see what I did just there. I tried to trick you into admitting that you had a housewarming party without me. Instead of just coming up and asking you, did you have a housewarming party that you didn't invite me to?
No, I didn't.
I just said you didn't invite me to yours.
Now, I like what you were doing, but it's, but it checks out. I didn't have one. I had a Hanukkah dinner last week, but that's like the only gathering I've ever had because I've been like, you know, redoing shit and I want it to be like, good.
Okay. I mean, you've been saying that. And don't you have like a pink bathroom?
I did have a pink bathroom.
Oh, you got rid of your pink bathroom.
The bathroom's no longer pink.
Why?
Well, the tiles were pink, so I glazed them, reglazed, and now I'm getting it wallpapered. Dark.
Okay.
And I have almost the same exact chandelier.
From Overstock?
No, but did
mine
you get that?
Mine is from Overstock.
By the way, I fucks with Overstock.
I'm sorry, but chandeliers are the easiest thing to trick people into thinking yes. they're expensive.
Yes.
That was like $300.
No, I bought something at fucking Restoration, and then I went on Overstock.
And they just have replicas.
And it's the same, by the way, it's the same fucking one, and it's so high up, you could never tell.
Even when I go and I like examine it, The only part that is a giveaway are the little wires sticking up from that holds all
oh,
the...
Oh, but who even can
who
see that?
Who notices that? No one.
No one. And anyone that walks in and is like, did you get that from Overstock? Get out of my fucking house.
Absolutely. Or pat them on the back and be like, good eye.
Wayfair. I love Wayfair.
Wayfair's fantastic.
Great shit.
What you have to do is go to One Kings Lane, then go to Wayfair to see if they have something exactly like what you see on One Kings Lane.
Restoration fucked me up the butt.
Yeah. Soup's expensive.
It's so expensive. And then you like, you don't want people to like sit on things or touch things. And you don't want to be that girl where you're like, like a worried, you know. Hostess.
I wish I had nice things that I could feel that way about, though.
No, it's overrated. Wayfair till the death. I love CB2.
Yeah. Did you pick up your shit?
It was not ready. So I do have to pick that up when I leave here. A planter.
Okay.
Adult shit.
Okay.
A planter. Kill me.
If you've listened to my podcast or you know anything about me, you know that I love true crime stuff. Murder-themed stuff, horror-themed stuff, murdery stuff. I love it all. Hunt a Killer has been one of Beau and I's favorite things to do since we first started dating because he gave me a Hunt a Killer subscription as a present when we first got together. And it was one of the most romantic things he could actually have done. Let me explain. Hunt a Killer is going to be your new favorite obsession if you like this sort of stuff. It's a monthly subscription where you become a detective immersed in a murder mystery. So yes, we literally spend nights, hours, so much time awake trying to solve Hunt a Killer. It's like solving your own murder. It's not just a game. Okay, you are involved. There are Facebook groups you can join. There's so much that there are things online where you can go into like the little websites and like go into forums and chat forums and stuff like that. It is a situation. It's really truly like being on like the ID channel. So it's like all my dreams are coming true. And right now, just for my listeners, you can go to huntakiller.com/Stassi for 10% off your first box. That's huntakiller.com/Stassi, S-T-A-S-S-I, for 10% off your first box. Plus, they only accept 200 members per day. So you have to hurry and take advantage of this offer. Y'all, I can't tell you how satisfying it is when you like finish one of your monthly boxes. It feels like you just scored the highest score ever on your SATs. Like you feel like a genius. It's awesome. Can I ask you a few questions before we cancel? Or did I just say cancel? No, I looked at your DoorDash.
I know. I want you to know that I'm being present. I'm just making sure that this motherfucker doesn't.
No, 100%.
Our kebabs got jacked. Did we talk about that
already?
Well,
no, they didn't, because then I was going to talk about it. This is the most messy podcast ever, because I thought that I was like, so okay, lost. Jackie's part one, I'm part two, but mine's coming out literally tomorrow.
Mine could come out Tuesday or it could come out on Christmas.
It doesn't even matter. I don't care. But so now I'm confused. And then we just recorded that thing about the delivery person not showing up, and I'm just all over the place, and I just don't know what is what.
We tried to get kebabs delivered because we're
say
know,
kebabs again.
Kebab.
It's like a weird
kebab. So we tried to get these kebabs delivered, and the fucking driver just drove away with them. So then I was very verklempt. So we called the company.
What does that word mean?
Verklempt, like overwhelmed.
How do you spell it?
V-A-K-L-E-M-P-T, verklempt.
What a great word.
It's like famished, verklempt.
Never heard of famish.
I know, because it's like white people shit. Okay. So the kebabs were hijacked. They were fully stolen from us. So we called the company, and I was like, listen, I am with Stassi Schroeder of Vanderpump Rules, and she is pissed. Mm-hmm. She has 1.4 million. So we called the guy. The guy was like, I don't care. I don't know. Who the fuck, like what the
you
fuck
can get
you
your
about?
Money back plus $5.
So we're like, yeah, but she's really, really famous. So could we maybe get like any type of credit to the account? So they gave us $5.
So 1.4 mil, folks, will get you $5.
$5 credit.
This is why you need to order Postmates. Sorry. This is your fault.
It is my fault.
Your
I take full
fault.
Accountability for that. I'm really sorry.
Okay, so go listen to Jackie's podcast in a couple weeks.
Whenever. Or
whenever the fuck you want.
Or if you want to hear the assassination of James Kennedy, that's up. That's the
that
most recent.
That, too. But what I wanted to ask you about, I've never really asked you if you like Meghan Markle.
You know, it's a funny story because I had zero feelings about Meghan Markle.
How is that possible? You have to have a feel. I feel like she...
She just, I don't know. I never felt for her. Like, I think Kate Middleton has more of a personality than Meghan Markle.
Really?
I really do. I get more warmth and more of a vibe from Kate Middleton than I do Meghan Markle. And as a
interesting
peripheral Brit, because I've spent many months of my life living in London, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm an authority here to say that I feel like the country as a whole,
I'll speak for the country.
Yes, yeah, speak for the
is
country.
Is it a country?
Speak.
No.
Well, it's Britain.
Great Britain.
Yeah.
Because now they're separate from Europe.
Oh, God.
Oh,
everyone's going to be like,
no.
You're so stupid. Whatever. Brexit. But I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
So the United Kingdom, I think that they.
But they say the Queen of England, not the Queen of Great Britain.
Right.
So that must mean something. So I think it might be England.
The United
oh,
Kingdom,
no.
And then there's England, and there's Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, but why don't they say
Scotland.
The Queen of the United Kingdom? They say the Queen of England.
Queen of England. Okay. Well,
so,
Great Britain. I don't really know. I think they're their own thing now, Great Britain. Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't get into it. I'm not fucking Christopher Columbus. I'm not a geography expert. This is what I do know, is that I think that Kate Middleton is more widely respected than Meghan Markle for whatever reason, because I think that Meghan Markle has brought like tawdry into the royal family.
Okay, I understand that.
I think,
but I disagree.
So wait, what about like the whole like all the stories about like the staff being
well? That's
quitting,
why I'm starting
difficult.
That's why I'm starting bringing it up, because I am like ride or die Meghan Markle.
Okay,
but I also think that that's just like the basic bitches like idol, and
for sure.
I am a proud basic bitch
for sure.
So I'm gonna embrace the fact that I'm obsessed with Meghan Markle. I think that her story is fantastic.
I mean, the literally, Deal or No Deal thing.
Deal or No Deal probably used to go to dinner at Sir. Do you know what I mean? I read that like one of her favorite restaurants in LA was Fresh Corn Grill.
Oh, God.
So she's one of us.
Yeah, well, yeah,
one,
yeah.
Not you. One of us.
I like Fresh Corn Grill.
West Hollywood types that's just like, I'm just trying to make it like Deal or No Deal Vanderpump Rules. You know what I mean?
True.
And so to watch the fact that she just like ruthless social climbing in the best way possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just succeeded. It's like, damn, boo. It's
right.
Like, you are what's up. And I will forever love Meghan Markle, even if all of the new things about her being a terrorist are true.
I mean, it's kind of great, though. I mean, it we should kind of give her like a round of applause.
We should celebrate her.
She came in hot.
Okay. Yes.
Real hot. She's got all the drama with the wedding and the Deal or No Deal and the fucking CW. I don't know, whatever show she was on. And now she's being difficult. Like, she's barely there.
Yes. She's wearing black nail polish, no tights, showing her shoulders, wearing one shoulder. She gives no fucks.
And being difficult.
And being difficult.
I like it. I mean, I like that aspect of it, but like, I don't get a major read from her. Like, I've never felt like I've gotten to know Meghan Markle, although she had a blog. Like, this was years ago. I think it's been taken
down.
We
would have not liked her because of her blog. So no, we would have been like, oh,
did you see her blog?
Lauren Conrad. That's what we would have been like. Okay. I've read parts of her blog.
Oof.
I still am ride or die.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm just because I love this like success story.
No, it's a beautiful, it's like an American fairy tale.
Yeah,
it really is. I mean, she's Cinderella.
I just think she had a clear vision for what she wanted. And she's like,
eye on the prize.
That's what I want. And I'm going to go and make it happen.
I'm going to fuck that little ginge.
And I'm going to do it. Yeah. I mean, everything has happened. Like, she's even pregnant now. And she hasn't gained any weight.
What about her nursing her fucking stomach? Do you see her at the Brit, like, fashion awards? She's, like, holding her stomach.
I would do that, too. I want to get pregnant so that I don't have to suck in and I can just rub my belly 24/7.
I get that. I mean, that's part of the deal.
Yeah. What's wrong with her just rubbing her belly? It makes for a great photo.
I hate when pregnant bitches do that.
Iconic.
It's like first trimester, like you. It's like I've had bigger bumps than that after Zanku chicken. Okay, like relax. Mm-hmm. Like I could feel it kick. Oh my god, it looks just like me. Pregnant bitches are the worst. It's true. They're worse than brides.
You're gonna be the worst.
Oh, I'm gonna be awful. I'm gonna be miserable and just hangry and disgusting. But they're, you know why pregnant women are worse than brides? They're like one in the same because they think that the world has stopped and they're like the first person to ever get married or the first person to ever push a baby out. And their little demon seed growing inside of them is like the next fucking Steve Jobs. And it's probably statistically like, I mean, there's a whatever. You could go to prison.
I was waiting to see where you were going to go with it. I was like, oh, please don't say anything terrible.
No, I mean, just terrible. Like, you never know.
Yeah. You know what?
Like, your baby could be in prison. Your baby could be a murderer.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be a bridezilla, but I think that when I get pregnant, I'm going to be a cunt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you're one of, like, you either are a bridezilla or a pregnantzilla.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be pretty chill. I'm 30 and it's like I'm to the point where I'm just like, I'm past the bridezilla ages.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't really care as much anymore. Yeah. But pregnancy, no, I know my mentality will be like, I am the only one who's ever given birth, is about to ever give birth.
I'm going
to
be the same.
Worship me.
Way.
Worship me. What I say goes.
100%. I was a cool bride, so I know.
That. Yeah, so that you're doomed.
Oh, 100%. Well, Andrew's doomed. I'd be like, I am shoving a human out of my vagina for 10 months. I can't eat fucking sushi or have a martini, and you better not fuck with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Go listen to Jackie's podcast, The Bitch Bible, whenever you get a chance.
When you get around to it.
We are just...
See, I told you I was going to dip. I need my chicken.
I'm dipped. I'm dipping, too.
We're dipped.
It's just like, ugh.
Give me the protein.
I'm tired now.
I love you.
I love you, too. Everyone go follow Jackie Schimmel at Jackie Schimmel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... Okay. I am terrible at podcasting. Bye.